Well, you know, first off, Stengel was, to me, one of the more misunderstood figures in baseball because of his time with the Mets and because he understood what his role was, and his role was to entertain the media. And I think his baseball knowledge and his general acumen was really lost in a lot of that caricature. Okay, he became a caricature of himself. And for the players, though, it was interesting. You know, he'd get you in spring training every year, and he'd had the same routine. I mean, with the Mets, I mean, he really started with the basics. I mean, you know, he went over to the bag and he reached in there and he pulled out a ball and he said, "This is a baseball." That's where we started. And with some of those early Mets teams I was on, that was a good starting point. And then he'd take you around the bases, what you should be thinking about. He'd go to first base and he'd tell a story about how you're supposed to get the sign and know the out and anticipate and know the situation. And, you know, he'd be talking about pitchers, you know, coming over there who got their first base hit, and they'd be buttoning their jacket and looking down, and the next thing you know, this pitcher would go boom, and he'd make this sound and hit his chest, and he'd go boom. He says, "They got you. They plugged you." You know, he says, "You're not paying attention over there." And he'd show how you had to step behind with your left foot goes behind when you lead off, so you don't get out of position. And here's an old guy, 75 years old, right, with this big lump in his leg, you know. And then he'd show you how to do it the wrong way. If you stepped in front, he'd step in front with your left foot, and you'd be off balance. And then he'd do that thing again where he hit his chest, and he'd go, boom, they plug you. See, so he told you, he kept reminding you of the fundamentals, but in a very funny way. And, I mean, you had a fight laughing, and you didn't want to laugh then, but I mean, he was being very funny, but at the same time informative and correct. I mean, fundamentally correct. But he would do all of the bases, take you all the way around. That was the first thing you did in spring training.
So he'd beat his chest and yell, "They plug you."
They plug you, man. And yeah, you know, he Al Jackson, who pitched for him, told me this story about how he told Al Jackson. He said, "You know, when you're left-hander like that, you know," he said, "those guys can see your eyes when you're looking at them in first base." He said, what you ought to do is you pull your hat down over your eye so they can't see your eyes, see? And then they don't know where you're looking. He said, "Then when you catch them off the base, you plug them." That's the way he did it. He was a wonderful guy. I tell you what, he was a wonderful guy. And again, they called us amazing. He was amazing. He was truly amazing. He was the source of amazing, okay? And we were just reflected in that.
This is a baseball.
Boys, we're going to start here with this here little white spheroid, okay?
And every year he would do the same thing.
Well, I mean, he didn't know.